We are in Simin Kuf Samachay in Hilchas Matilos Yadayim. We're up to Siv Beis. We will be completing Siv Beis as well as doing the next Simin. Imrabim Mesubim Besuda. If many people are sitting down together for the Suda, Hagodol Notav Yadav Tchilas. As a matter of Kovid, the first one, the Godol is the one that washes first. Vaharosh Shayarog Elitl Bachrona. The Rosh's minig was to wash last. This way he won't be mafsig and be masir das, and he won't come to speak. Now, what's the difference between the Rosh and the Gemara? How can the Rosh argue with the Gemara? The Gemara says that the Gadol should wash first. So the Rosh learns that in those days everybody had their own challah. They all had their own bread, and they had their own little table. As a result of it, if the Gadol washes right away, he gets to eat right away, and he doesn't have to be motzi anybody with the bracha. But today, what we're doing is we're sharing one bread. So if the Gadol if the Gadol is going to wash first, it'll be a long hefsik between his motzi, his bracha, and the actual eating. That is why the Rosh he changed from the Gemara, and he said that he should not be washing first, but he should be washing last, so he doesn't come to be mafsik or talk. Now further. Siv Kuf Samach Vav. Yesh Omim Shein Tzorech Lizor Malafsik Bein Atila Lamotzi. One day it says that the Isser between Atilas Yodayim and Hamotzi is Hesach Hadas. But if you want to say a couple of words, is no problem. Just going away and doing something totally different, that's what's Asa. V'yesh Omim Shein Tzorech Lizor. And others say that you do have to be careful, that even a little deeper alone is enough of the Hefsik. The Tov Li Zoyer, it is right to be Machmir for the Machmirim. V'mshoket Ehilo Chafei Zama Mikrei Hefsik. Waiting the amount of time that it takes to walk 22 Amis, that too is considered a Hefsik. Now, this is all L'chatchila. B'dieved, Nalacha will be that even if one spoke, or he was Mafsik, Mi'ikra Din, he doesn't have to wash over again. With regard to someone who walked away, the same thing. Even if he walked out of the house, he did a total Shinu Rishus. Although you're not supposed to do that, B'di'evid, that will not be a problem. The Mishtaburi here brings down a Zohar that there's a mitzvah to daven every day for your parnasa, and the time to do it is before you eat. So there are many that do this between Atilas Yadayim and Hamotzi. Some even say Mizmor Dovar Hashem Roi Lo Echzar. The Mishtaburi says that you're better doing this after Hamotzi, otherwise it's considered a Hefsik. The Mekilim, those who do it, claim that the halacha is you're allowed to be Mafsik by saying pass the salt, so you're also allowed to be Mafsik to daven for your Parnasa. But Lamaisa, we hold that there's a Shash Hefsik.